and it's great to see real people in the Department of Health. I realise you're a real person as well, but it's lovely to have people from outside coming in. And just hearing about your experiences and what your priorities are is very useful to me, because there's no other way we understand. We mustn't be hidden away in an ivory tower here. We must get and talk to people and understand what the issues are. I have a passion for mental health. I feel very strongly that there is a sort of discrimination at the heart of the NHS against mental health. It hasn't happened deliberately. No one's set out to disadvantage people suffering from mental ill health, but it just has been neglected. It's not included when things happen. So in the last decade, when they absolutely rightly introduced waiting time and access standards in the NHS, they left out mental health. And the problem is that dictates where the money goes. I'm acutely aware in this job there is an obsessive focus on meeting the four-hour A&E standard, the two-week wait to see a specialist if you have suspected cancer, the 18-week referral to treatment target. These are all targets, standards in physical health, and the whole system is geared to making certain we try and meet those. But of course that then drives the money into those areas and away from other areas, because it's a limited pot of money we're working with, and mental health loses out. And I'm just determined that we don't just talk about parity of esteem or equality for mental health. I'm determined that it actually becomes a reality. And so that's why we've introduced the first ever access and waiting time standards in mental health from April this year for early intervention in psychosis, where there's a very strong evidence base, and also for access to psychological therapies under the IAPT programme. But we also published a vision which said that over the next 5 years they should become comprehensive across mental health. And it's not just a waiting time, a maximum waiting time to any old service. Critically, it's access to an evidence-based service. That's what we want to make sure that we deliver. So the next thing we're looking at is eating disorders, which we know is the biggest killer in mental health. I want to introduce a waiting time standard to an evidence-based service, and I visited a brilliant service at South London and Maudsley, where they intervene very quickly, specialist intervention in the community, not in patient care, and I want to introduce a standard by 2016, next year. So I'm just determined that whoever is elected, I happen to be a Lib Dem, I have a passion for this, and I've managed to persuade my party to put mental health right at the heart of the manifesto. But I hope whoever is elected in May this year, that we hold them to account, that we must really drive through what I think is a real opportunity to achieve genuine equality for mental health over the next 5 years. It won't be easy, but I think we have the opportunity to do it with passion and with drive and commitment. So lovely to see you all, but I've got to dash off to the next thing. So
thank you very much.